Today is Tuesday, December the 8th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So on yesterday's show, we were starting to talk about the weekend. And I will continue where I left off. And I'm not going to forget because I'm recording this show right after. Spoiler alert. So I had a list of things. I had a discussion with Mark, actually. He is so task-oriented to the point where if he has something to do, he's going to do every single task on the list, one after the other. And I'm a procrastinator. Maybe I'm lazy. I don't know. I do get things done. I get things accomplished. So emotionally, I may be lazy, but I make myself do things. But it's a pain in the butt. It's really hard. I have to force myself to do stuff. Always. It's just the way I've always been. I like to learn things and to watch documentaries and do fun stuff. I don't really like to do tasks that I have to get done. And I know I talked to you guys before about how I was trying to make to-do lists and things of that nature. And I need to get back to that, but I have, for the moment at least, I've kind of stopped doing to-do lists. But I had a mental to-do list for the weekend, and one of them was to put up this garland. And so I went out, we got up, we had to work out on Saturday and Sunday, and it was the last 2 days of our workout, although we're starting over today, so it's not like we're stopping working out. It's just we've completed one cycle of this new workout that we were doing. And so I got up, we worked out, and then I cooked breakfast, which was bacon and eggs and rice. Mark loves rice. I've now decided that I really love rice. It's funny. I would not have normally eaten rice with breakfast, but it's a very Filipino thing to have rice, eggs, longanisa, which is a special kind of sweet sausage that they have in the Philippines, maybe bacon as well, yada yada, like all of this stuff. And so over the course of the 9 years Mark and I have been together almost, I've decided I like rice with breakfast. So I made rice, and then I made eggs and bacon. And after we ate, it was time to do the garland. And so it was a pain in the butt. It wasn't that bad. First of all, I had bought a staple gun because I've tried using nails to nail up lights before, and they end up, because the nail doesn't hook all the way around, it doesn't hold the thing to the pole very well. And a staple is going to be much better. And we didn't have an electric staple gun. I couldn't find a staple gun. So we bought one at Lowe's the other day. And I had gotten it charged and all ready. And so I went out, took the ladder, got up there, and started doing this garland. Well, the first thing is, I was not doing it perfect enough to suit Mark. He was saying that my gaps between each section of garland were not consistent from the bottom of the pole to the top of the pole. And then I had a little bit of issue with the staple gun and the staples not going straight in. Our pole is very hard, apparently. That's what he said. And I was having trouble with that, but I did manage to get it up the first pole, and then there's a beam that traverses over to the next pole, and I needed to wrap it around that one. I had to get on the very last step of the ladder, not the top one where you like would sit the paint can. I've said like twice. I'm sorry, Scott. And not that one, but the one right below that. And I was teetering around, and I'm scared. I must be scared of heights because it really freaks. Ladders really freak me out. I don't mind tall buildings or going up to the top of a mountain or something like that, but ladders really freak me out. But I did it, and I was able to wrap the garland around the cross beam and then start going down the other side. And I did all of that, and then we tested it out. We should have tested before, but we didn't. We tested it out. It worked. I put the bows on. They looked cute. And then we get to the cord situation. We had a bunch of cord over in the corner that needed to be arranged. And I asked Mark for his opinion on how he wanted to do it, and he said, there's no point, because when you have it in your head a way you want to do something, you're going to do it that way anyway. And I said, no, really, tell me. I really want to know. And then he said, okay, well, I think you should do this. And then, of course, I said, well, I'm not sure that that way is going to work. So I was a little bit argumentative, but I wanted to have just a back and forth conversation about what pros and cons of his approach versus my approach, et cetera, et cetera. So we did that. And then finally, now to my credit, I came up with a compromise that worked part of his idea with part of my idea. And I actually, it's hard to describe, but we have these tiny little trees that are lit that are on either side of the door. And I decided to put those down in these flower pots that we had used last year, take the extra extension cord and put that down in the flower pot so it's hidden, so no one sees it, and then only let out enough just to get over to the plug. And then we have a cable cover that we had used at some point, and I cut that up and ran that along the edge of the wall. So it's very neat looking. I think I did a good job. And then the next thing that was on my list for the weekend was, we constantly have all this cardboard that piles up in the garage because we were ordering furniture as we start to furnish this new house that we've got. And I decided I wanted to take a stab at doing some cleaning in the garage. So I got in there and I started breaking down boxes and piling them up and everything. And I unpacked a couple of boxes that still were not unpacked from when we moved. This was stuff that was not needed. A couple of old computers, but I want to take the hard drives out of them. So I took them out of the box and brought them up to the studio closet. So that'll be another thing that I'll add to the to-do list. I need to extract the hard drives and remove the data. I think all of my old Adam and Maddie shows are on one of those hard drives. I hope so, because otherwise I've lost them. They're completely gone. No one will ever hear them ever again. Maybe that's a good thing. So anyway, I did some unpacking. I did some breaking down of boxes. And it's way too much cardboard to fit in our recycling trash can. And my stepfather owns a handyman business, and they have a dumpster that he lets us use from time to time. And I try not to use it too often because it does, they get charged by the weight of the trash. And so when we add trash, we're costing his company more money, basically. Also, the fuller it is, the more often they have to get it dumped, or whatever they call it, emptied. And they get charged every time they empty it. But we do use it from time to time. And so we loaded all these boxes, these broken down boxes, in the back of Mark's car, and we took them over there. And then I needed to buy a couple of things at Lowe's, so we got those things. And my next task was to finish putting together the IKEA furniture that I had purchased for the media room that we're building on the other half of the studio room. So that was actually Sunday. So Saturday night we watched TV and we had our restaurant of the week. And that was all fun. And we just kind of sat around the house and relaxed after we had done. We did do some Pokemon playing. I'm trying to get up to level 41. I still need 3 million XP points. And I ran out of balls, so I can't even catch anything new. But I'm slowly working towards it. So I did, I think I caught 100 Pokemon. I used an egg. No one's going to know what I'm talking about unless you're a Pokemon player, but I used an egg and an incense and I caught about 100 Pokemon. It's going to take me forever just to get to level 41. So Mark's going to be at level 50 and I'm still going to be trying to get to level 41. So we did that. And then on Sunday morning, I got up and Mark is so good. I'm a Christian, but I believe. But I don't like to listen to sermons and things of that nature because generally they're anti-gay. They're anti a lot of things that I do and I don't want to hear it and feel guilty. So a lot of times I don't, and Sunday morning I didn't. I got up and started doing more of my list while Mark was watching his mass, his Catholic mass. I came upstairs and finished putting together the last bookshelf, put the doors on the bookshelf. I got all the cardboard. I had done that the day before. So I tidied everything up. And so now I've got the bookshelves and the chairs and the ottomans. They're all together. The TV stand and the TV have been ordered. So those are going to be put up. And the last thing that we need to do, I say this, but we'll think of other things. I thought maybe I should buy a rolling bar cart and or a popcorn machine, since this is going to be a media room. But what we really have to have is the last piece of equipment that we need is a surround sound speaker system. And now I'm debating about, okay, are we going to get a more professional one? For instance, Onkyo with a receiver and all of this kind of stuff. Or are we going to go with a sound bar situation that also has back speakers? And I don't know. I've been doing some research, but I'm not really sure which I'm going to do. But everything is set up that's here, and now we just have to wait on the console. I guess my next thing on the list, I had one other thing, which was to clean the bathrooms, and I haven't done that yet, so maybe I'll do that today. But the other thing is I've got to start buying Christmas presents over the next couple of days. So, I hate doing that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.